washing feet. This is a story from the Bible that has come to us, and we wonder, what's that all about, washing the feet? In Bible times, people didn't have showers, they didn't have bathtubs. They had rivers, and they had water wells, and so forth. And people would come in from wearing their sandals or wearing their slippers, and perhaps going barefoot too, who knows. But they wore primitive foot protection. And when they would come home, and if their children were to come out and say, "Daddy, I'm so glad you're home," and have a bucket of water there, and have Daddy stand there and put his feet in the bucket of water, just ordinary water, not hot, not cold, just ordinary water. And then, as they would sit there, the children would reach into the bucket of water and massage their daddy's feet. And the daddy would say, "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel so relaxed, and it's so good to be home." When Jesus was at a wedding feast, and a woman came in and wanted to show her deep respect and appreciation for this noble spiritual being, she brought with her oil, and she anointed his feet with oil, and she surely rubbed them and blessed them and massaged his feet. And after massaging his feet, she took her hair and she dried his feet as a symbol of most abject respect and total love for this being. And many people looked upon the scene and they said, "How could you allow a woman of that repute to do that?" And Jesus said, "She showed me her love. What way have you showed me your love?" And truly, washing feet is a manner of showing love. And a manner of showing love in those biblical times where the sand was pretty hot. And if you had sandals and that protected your feet a little bit, that was pretty good. But boy, that sand was really hot. And that weather was really hot in those areas. And as it is in many other areas of the earth, too. Now, today, we think of washing our feet as keeping them clean and keeping them healthy. And yet, in those days, the people were healthier in body and feet than we are today, because they did not wash their feet too often. They did not wash themselves too often. They didn't have the facility for it. They might go into the river. They might, but even that was not a common habit for them, because it was not something that they just did. Because to go in the river, you'd have to take off all your clothes. And in most homes in Bible times, they didn't have closets. And people wore basically all of their clothes on their back. And if you had two suits, you wore two suits and two cloaks and two robes and whatever. So the feet were a very special part of the foundation of all beings in Bible times as they are today. And as we think about washing feet, it's not a matter that we're trying to make them clean, because the emollients, the oils from within the body, take care of that pretty well. And they come out and benefit the feet in very wonderful ways, the normal feet. But when anyone shows by coming out to wash the feet, they're showing a respect for the foundation of the being which you are. They don't wash your hands or your face. They don't wash your genitals. They don't wash your bottom. They don't wash your arms and legs and body. They wash your feet, because the feet represent the foundation, represent the ground upon which you are standing, the beingness. In biblical times, it said, take off your shoes, you are on holy ground. And this is how it was responded to in those days. And people went into a home and they left their shoes outside. In India, that custom still prevails very strongly. And they left their shoes outside because the foundation, the feet, and the feet may not have been as clean as the shoes were. The shoes, you could brush the dirt away easily, but the feet have the inborn oils and ointments of the feet's normality. And these are oftentimes, they come out on the carpets or rugs or whatever. But it is the foundation. It is the principle. And if your feet touch the ground, if your feet touch the carpet, if your feet touch the life of another person, then they are blessed indeed. For step lightly, tread lightly, that's a philosophical term, not to be unkind to another person. And yet it says to step, to let your feet find the way. Your feet find the way? Do your feet have eyes? Can they see? No. But the feet are very precious. The feet are symbolic. The feet are very magnificent. And they're spoken about in Bible times as they're spoken about in our current day. And this is something we might take into consideration for ourselves. What is it we believe about feet? What is it we believe about washing our feet? Are we washing them so much with soap and water, or are we washing them with our understanding of love? Are we washing them with emollients to make them feel good, or are we blessing them with our love, our honor, our respect, and knowing that they are a symbol of all that is good and beautiful in our world? Washing feet, oh my, that comes to us in a very fascinating way, in a very beautiful concept. And what does it mean for you and me in this beautiful concept? What it means to you and me in this beautiful concept is that everything that we do, every aspect of our being is a symbol. And the feet are a very wonderful symbol that come down to us from Bible times and from pre-Bible times and from prehistoric times and to old times when shoes were never known. Just like with animals, they don't wear shoes. Just like with people in the early days, they didn't wear shoes either. Yes, how wonderful it is. I've told the story often, but it's a good concluding story for my talk with you this morning. When we were children, we lived in the Depression time in Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. And we had many wonderful neighbors who were very wealthy neighbors, but they didn't have any money. They had it in their houses and their business and their various other things, and so they didn't have a lot of food to eat, and they didn't have a lot of new clothes to wear. And though they looked like ragamuffins, they were the children of wealthy parents. Well, my father was a building contractor, and he had cash flow. And as he had this cash flow, he provided our family with good food and clothing and other things. But when we came home from school, Mother would always say to us, "All right, now children, take off your shoes, put on your play clothes, and go out and play." And we never thought to ask her why she wanted us to take off our shoes. And she told us later that she wanted us to take off our shoes because the other children in the neighborhood didn't have shoes, and that when we wore our shoes, we acted superior to them, and we wanted to be one with them, she said, because they were good people. They just didn't have money at that moment. And Mother taught us respect for everyone, even to wearing shoes or not wearing shoes, to be harmonious with them in their life and in our life. It's a wonderful world, isn't it? Wonderful memories that come to us and say beautiful things to us. So, have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.